produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. Hello, everyone. This is Coach Terry with Your Wealth is Your Wellness. You know, we're talking about breathing gratitude in this new year of 2021. And we left off with really breathing gratitude and what that looks like. And what I want to talk about now is, how are we showing our gratitude? How are we showing our gratitude? Like, when's the last time you wrote a thank you note to somebody to thank them for what they did instead of sending a text message, which we so frequently automatically do? Getting a letter in the mail of thanks from somebody makes somebody feel great. It allows them to breathe appreciation and gratitude. Quite nice, I shall say. So the first thing I want to do is I want to start out with my dear Joyce Meyer, her devotion. And it says, doors will open. Doors will open. And I'm glad to read doors will open, because it's going to open more and more as we are grateful, as we breathe gratitude, and as we show others gratitude. So she says, from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. And it says, Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a leper. The Syrians had gone out in band and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a leper. The Syrians had gone out in bands and it brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who was in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." So Joyce Meyer goes on to explain that Elizabeth Fry, from 1780 to 1845, was a Quaker minister and a European prison reformer. The mother of 10 children, Mrs. Fry was invited to do social work in England's Newgate Prison. She said she found half naked women struggling together with the most boisterous violence. I felt as if I were going into a den of wild beasts. Mrs. Fry did nothing sophisticated to initiate reform, but began reading her Bible to the prisoners. She went on to such innovations and suggesting that men and women be segregated in prison. The more violent offenders be kept from the less violent offenders, and that prisons be employed in some useful work. Her influence ranged throughout France and the British colonies. If you will do what you can do, God will do what you cannot do. Doors will open, a way will be made, and creative ideas will come. You will also inspire others to do what they can do. And even though each person can only do a little, together we can make a big difference. Doors will open. Now, how about that being a breath of gratitude? So, Lord, she says, help me to do what I can do in whatever circumstance. I am to bring about good. If you can use a little maid in exile, you can use me. Amen. Oh my gosh, I love that. Oh goodness. So how can we show gratitude to others? Because doors are going to open for you. So how are we going to show gratitude? We can show gratitude by writing a simple thank you note. Who has done something for you that you are so grateful? Right? A thank you card means a lot to people and allows you to really express your sentiments or offer encouragement. A handwritten letter in the best way to let a loved one know just how grateful you are and that they are in your life and that you're thinking of them. Have you ever received a thank you note from someone? How did it make you feel? Yeah, it felt great. The other thing that we can do to show gratitude to others is we can offer our help. When's the last time that you've picked up the phone or you've seen a friend and you said, you know what? I can help. Now, I know we're living in these uncharted waters, and we have our masks and we have our hand sanitizers and we're social distancing. But offering to help, especially someone who's the sick and shut in, could mean buying their groceries and bringing them over and putting them at the door for them. Perhaps if they can't answer the door, you tell them to unlock the door and that you're coming. Or let their loved one know that you're coming over to bring some groceries. You could also do a little handiwork around their home or even order groceries for them. and pick them up. You know, offering our help at this time showed us a lot of love and a lot of kindness. Jesus would be pleased. You could also give meaningful gifts to people. Gifts that people may need. I love giving wellness gifts, wellness boxes. I'm all about being natural, holistic, clean, less chemicals. So when's the last time you've given a gift? I love giving gifts. I always tell my friends when I send a gift, before you open it, FaceTime me or WhatsApp me so I can see your expression on your face. In fact, let's Zoom. Zoom seems to be something that we're doing across the world now so that we can embrace one another through technology. Now, another way to show gratitude is just to smile. Now, it's hard to do that with a mask on, but I tell you, we can see a smile in your eyes. When people smile, their eyes should light up. Another way we can show gratitude is we could listen more. Wow. Now, this is all about a good coach right here. Most people have behavior styles where listening isn't one of their strengths. Most people want to be heard. They're like, when is it my turn to talk? You know, if we're going to be well in our well-being, because our wealth is our wellness, we need to be able to listen to others. When someone is speaking to us, we really need to give them 100% of our attention. Because you never know what they're going through. And they may be on the verge of sharing it with you, and then you cut them off. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I wanted to interject something. And then they're like, okay. Okay, now what were you saying? It's okay, never mind. So we never want to have someone suppress what they want to share or what they're saying. I always have worked on that as an individual and a human being. It's healthy when you let that person tell their story or their event. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're talking to a talker, 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 and you never can get a word in and it's been 20 minutes and you haven't said anything, by all means, by all means, go ahead and interject. I need to use the restroom. I need to get a drink of water. Usually is a sign that, hey, it's time to wrap it up. Tone it down, change the subject, or give me an opportunity to speak. So we do have to be mindful. But listening to others is really showing some gratitude. How else can we show gratitude? I bet you're thinking. I love to show gratitude by cooking with a loved one, having dinner. I live with my mother, and so spending time with her is divine. I wish I could get more time of it due to the workload and coaching, but that has to be a priority. And so I'm prayerful about that, asking God to give me that wisdom to really make sure we get that time together. But showing her gratitude by probably making a meal or bringing her a glass of water or sitting and watching a good movie with her. You all of the examples that I just shared is how you can show gratitude to other people. but it really gives you a peace of mind and it makes your heart happy. And so we need to do that more. It will bring joy. And what joy means to me is Jesus, others, and then yourself. That's joy. Jesus first, others, and then love yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. We really have to take care of ourselves before we can take care of others because we need to be strong. But in a mindset format, think about other people. Think about what they may be going through or what they may need. And then go ahead and take care of yourself to make sure you have that stamina and that drive and that strength and the armor of God, as we've spoken about so many times, intact so that you can deliver and serve others. Now, you're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. And this is Coach Terry, or Coach T. And I am talking about breathing gratitude in this year of 2021. Much to rejoice for, much to be happy about. What is that, Coach T? The breath of life. The opportunity and the honor to praise God for what He has done for you and what He's about to do for you. Because doors are about to open up. You gotta believe it. Doors for you are about to open up. Take a stand with your armor on. Take note. Because you better believe it. And then rejoice and be glad. Gratitude. Breathing gratitude is also meditating. You'll know I always referenced sitting in silence or being in your serenity sanctuary, which is my bathroom. In my tub with my candles, my rose petals, my music, maybe even some chocolate covered strawberries and a glass of red wine this time instead of the hot tea. But how are you showing gratitude and breathing gratitude often? Because we are in a global pandemic where things are changing. But they're changing for your good. Let's see, who sings that song? All things are working for my good. Yes, He's intentional. Never failing. All things are working for my good. Yes, He's intentional. Love that song. Never failing, because He won't fail you. You won't fail. And if you fall forward, then get up. Get up. Because God's testing your strength. He's testing to see if you trust Him. He's testing to see if you're going to get up. You know, I love falling forward. You know, people say it's failing forward, but He never fails us. So we might fall and we might stumble, but we can get up. We got to get up. We got the armor of God on us and we can stand. We got to get up. So I want to encourage those who are listening all over the world right now that is saying, Coach T, I don't have anything to be grateful for. And I just want you to know that, yes, you do, because you're here. Be grateful for that. I'm speaking to the person who may not know where their next meal is. And I want to tell you, you're pregnant with opportunity. I want you to walk in faith. And I want you to be bold. And I want you to ask for help in others. And I want you to tell them that you're grateful for them to even listen to you. Don't be so prideful, America. Don't be so prideful, world. Let people know what you need. Because God sends angels. And we should be breathing gratitude for that. I'm excited about the doors that are getting ready to open for you. The floodgates are open, and I hope you all can swim, because the abundance, the guidance, and the growth that God has bestowed upon your life are of many. For God has plans for you to prosper, plans for you to have hope and a good future. And that's just the bottom line. Jeremiah 29:11. So as you breathe gratitude on this day, don't forget to journal about what you're grateful for. As you breathe gratitude on this day, think about doing something for others. As you breathe gratitude on this day, make yourself a healthy meal. As you breathe gratitude on this day, help somebody. Sow a seed. Pray. You're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. This is Coach Terry. On Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.